Hey everyone, it's Matt Anderson, and you're listening to the Proximity Process Podcast. This show is an invitation into a growing community. It's a conversation about how systems change actually starts with personal transformation. The change that we want to see, it starts with us. All right, so let's dive into the episode here. This is a journal episode week, and coming into this recording, I actually had quite a few different thoughts or topics of what I wanted to talk about on this episode. And so that got me thinking about, well, maybe I'll start this one just by sharing again a little bit about why do I do these journal episodes? And so there's a couple reasons. Part of it is just this is a invitation into a community. It's a conversation. So I want to bring you, the listener, just into my process a little bit. That's what this is about. It's also about self-reflection as just part of my own personal accountability practice. So it's a practice that helps me stay attentive to the key issues, the questions, the curiosities about myself, about the work that I do, about the system that we work within. And I'd say it helps me just grow in my own self-awareness. And so those are some of the reasons why I do this. And it may be, you know, as you're listening to these journal episodes from topic to topic, that they're not all connected or linear, they build on each other, but they all do connect to the North Star of the show, which is that change starts with us, that change starts with me. And this is a process of these key questions and themes that keep coming up. And I can keep revisiting them in my own daily journaling practice and here on the show and in these episodes as well. And one of those themes is, who am I becoming? And who am I becoming? That was actually the focus of, I think it was episode 2. The title was, who am I becoming? So I wanted to come back to that theme, that idea in this episode. And the prompt for that actually was the weekly podcast club. And so the group was together. We were talking about last week's episode with Kathleen Kramer, looking at TPR, termination of parental rights. And we were in the conversation about, I don't know, halfway through, Corey Best was on the call and he put this question in chat. And the question was something to the effect of, who am I without the child welfare system? Who am I without family policing? And so when he put that in chat, it took me back to that prompt or question of, who am I becoming? And so I want to share some of those thoughts of like what started to just flow for me on the call this morning, which is first was, what did the system provide me? A number of things that we all can relate to, right? It was a job, it was a title, it was a salary, it was a community, it was an identity, right? So this system created for me an opportunity to create my identity as a professional, as a social worker, as somebody that does systems change kind of work. It gave me opportunities to meet lots of interesting people and have accolades and achievements and celebrate goals and, you know, all these kinds of things that make up our identity, who we see ourselves as. And so it provided me that, which is security. It provided me the security of that identity. But what I've come to realize now as I've been going through this process over the last really probably 2 or 3 years is that that identity, what the system provided me, was not security. In fact, maybe what I lost was a part of myself. What I lost maybe was a true understanding of security. So when I left my job, you know, a year and a half ago, what did I lose? I lost the job, I lost the income, I lost the benefits, I lost the community, I lost the opportunities, the feeling of relevance, the feeling like something was out there for me in the future that I could strive for. And all of those things, again, are security. So I lost those things, I lost security, but I never felt that way, which was interesting. I never felt like I had really lost myself or lost my sense of security. I had some moments, right? I had some moments of like, oh shit moments and fears and anxieties and what's gonna happen in the future. I definitely had those, but never did I have second thoughts. Never did I have doubts or regrets. I always felt that I was returning home in a sense. And so the way I defined that period of time, particularly the first like 6, 7, 8 months after I left my job, was that I was giving myself the freedom to be in pursuit of the wholeness of who I am. So this walking away and letting go of security was actually a return back to who I really am. It was a return back to myself. It was a return back to what I believe, what I value, and maybe a new starting point to a new becoming. So a return to my true self, my identity, but also a beginning of who do I want to be going forward? Who do I want to become? And I've thought a lot about that in a number of different ways, but even this morning, as we were talking, it's sort of a new thought came to me of, I want to become someone who embraces the wisdom to know that it's okay to sit in ambiguity. There's a wisdom that we can maybe achieve of knowing that it's okay to sit in conundrums and conflicts and ambiguities. We can hold two opposites within ourselves and be okay. We don't have to be either or. We don't have to be red or blue. We can be both and. We can hold two things inside of us and be okay. But I think we're taught and institutionalized to think that we have to choose good versus bad. And I think there's a wisdom that comes from being able to sit in that ambiguity. And that's a place that I want to be. I think that's a place that we actually really need to be. You know, so taking it back to last week's episode, I asked Kathleen the question of, what if TPR went away? As just one thing for us to consider. So what if TPR was no longer on the table? This is a place of ambiguity that I think that I want to be comfortable with. I want to be comfortable with sitting in the what if questions, because as soon as we ask the what if questions, it can take us to a place fully outside of the child welfare system, if we allow ourselves to. We don't have to be where I was for the vast majority of my career, which is we have to work within the constraints of the existing system. We have to work on reform, transformation, policy changes, practice changes, financing changes within the current structures of the system that we have. We don't have to do that. And the more we get comfortable with sitting in the ambiguity, I think the more we can tap into our imagination and our creativity, rather than just sort of this more analytical and organizational skills of how do we fix something or how do we improve something. We can get into a place of, you know, what if we were in pursuit of freedom rather than systems reform? Where might that take us? And what if we started from the place of the North Star of our work, is that we're grounded in the truth that family is an unbreakable bond, and that we should believe in the unbreakable bond of family, and we should do everything possible to protect that, and that we should be in pursuit of freedom. And I think that's a much more wide open creative space, but we have to get outside of where we think we find security, which is in these jobs and in these structures, to a place of ambiguity where we can find security actually within ourselves and our ability to imagine and create. And so that's where I was left this morning coming out of the call. So I think maybe what I want to leave you with as I kind of bring this to a close is just that same question. Who am I without the child welfare system? What has the child welfare system cost me? Is maybe another way to think about it. What would it mean for you to return back to security being in who you truly are? And returning back to a place of imagination and creativity that we have. We were born with it. We can remember it as children. So I want to leave you with those questions of, who am I without the child welfare system? And, you know, where would I find security if I returned back to who I truly am? So I'll leave you with those journal prompts for yourself to work with over the coming days or weeks. And, you know, as always, just thank you for being part of this community. Thank you for listening to these episodes. Of course, if you want to join the podcast club, we meet every Monday morning, 9 a.m. Eastern. And it's simple. Just, you know, find me on LinkedIn. It's in the show notes of every episode. Just message me there. I'll get you the link and you can join us every Monday morning that you're available. And before we close out this episode, just a special thanks to the production team, Michael Tex Osborne at 14th Street Studios, Evan Scherer for production support, and Christian Higas for original music. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next time.